GOP memo outlines partisan wish list in Biden infrastructure plan. By Jacob Bliss on April 12, 2021. The Senate Republican Conference released a memorandum outlining President Joe Biden's partisan infrastructure wish list that will destroy the job market. The memo details what the consequences of the wish list would mean for the American people, should the plan become effective. The partisan plan is set to kill jobs for hard-working Americans and will create a slush fund for the left at taxpayers' expense, according to the memo. Some Democrats have made arguments that paid leave, childcare, and caregiving are infrastructure and should be part of the package. The Republicans argued the jobs plan will really pose as a job killer, and the infrastructure will create a slush fund for the left's wishes. The memo outlined the Biden plan as an extremely partisan, job-crushing slush fund, noting only roughly 5% of the proposed $2.7 trillion bill has to do with actual infrastructure. The memo shows the other roughly 95% is filled with a wish list of items like non-infrastructure spending on failed Obama policies, numerous expenditures to fill a slush fund for Democrats' pet projects without any accountability or transparency, a Green New Deal-type plan of expensive green energy mandates on Americans, a ban on the right to work, and a flurry of tax hikes that will drive companies out of the U.S. and give China and Russia a say in the United States tax laws. The National Association of Manufacturers, NAM, released a recent study that determined 1 million jobs will be cut in the first 2 years of the tax hike plan. The study, conducted by Rice University, detailed long and short-term damages to be the American economy that will be inflicted by Biden's tax hikes and repeals of Trump's pro-manufacturing policies. In addition to the job cuts, the study also found gross domestic product, GDP, would be $117 billion lower by 2023, and ordinary capital, or investments in equipment and structures, would be $80 billion less in 2023. Even CNN has authored a fact-check on Biden officials, such as Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, who are using the airwaves in an attempt to persuade the public on the plan. The fact-check found administration officials have been falsely describing infrastructure jobs estimates. CNN went as far as to say the numbers Biden gave during his sales pitch were still pretty misleading. The Republican memo also cites a recent Harvard-Harris poll showing the American people are not in favor of Biden's list of Democrat spending opportunities. The poll showed, when it comes to infrastructure and wealth inequality, around 80% of registered voters are very/somewhat concerned about wasteful spending being a large part of the new infrastructure bill. 54% are worried that passing a new infrastructure bill will trigger rising prices for goods and services and a fiscal crisis for the country. It also showed that 53% say the costs of a new infrastructure bill outweigh the gains, so we should not spend taxpayer money on it. In the same poll, 64% of the public feels infrastructure and wealth inequality are not related and should be dealt with at different times, in addition to 56% believing infrastructure and climate change are not related and should be dealt with at different times.